Wednesday, March 23rd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, earlier this month, the Christian Post ran an article concerning some of the thoughts that Michael Youssef has on an issue that is close to your heart that you have spoken with passion on, and that is the role of the church. The article says, the gospel tells us that we are lost in our sin, and there's no way we can save ourselves through good works. Salvation is by grace through faith, not of works. The moment we recognize the awfulness of our sin and cast ourselves upon God's mercy and grace, He forgives, transforms, and justifies us. That's the gospel message. That message is a problem for non-believers because the human mind cannot admit the gravity and horror of our sin. What is happening in the church right now? They want to be liked, and so they are dropping this message.
Tommy's highlighting two things, and as you said, one of them we have been trying to make clear, and this is a burden that I have, that progressive Christianity is cut from the same bolt of cloth as liberal Christianity. It is going to do to the evangelical church in the 21st century what liberal Christianity did to the mainline Protestant church in the 20th century. Michael Youssef, while not speaking directly to that, is referencing it, but he's also doing something else. There is an age-old issue for the church in the proclamation of the gospel, and that is the difficulty of communicating the good news, because to communicate the good news, you've got to communicate the bad news. The gospel is a scandal because the gospel's lead message is that we're sinners. We're helpless sinners. We cannot save ourselves. Well, number one, the world does not want to be told that they're sinners in need of salvation. Number two, the world does not want to be told that they cannot save themselves, nor can their man-made religion not save them. Until you've got eyes to see and ears to hear, we will always reject the gospel. If you are a Christian today, it's because God changed your perspective. Then you came to Christ. It's not you came to Christ and He changed your perspective, whereby you were ready to confess, yes, I am a helpless, hopeless sinner, and I need a Savior. I don't need a religious pick-me-up. I don't need just a religious coach for life. I need a Savior. Christians in general, and pulpits in particular, are not preaching the bad news whereby we set up the good news. What has made us so vulnerable to not declaring the bad news in order to proclaim the good news? Our churches are to be the pillar and support of the truth, and we are to be the deposit protectors of the truth. Why is it that the church is sacrificing the gospel and no longer preaching the whole counsel of God? Just like liberal Christianity came to the mainline church in the 20th century and said, we are going to save you from cultural irrelevance so that you can transform the culture in the 20th century. What has progressive Christianity done? It's come to the evangelical church and says, you're going to be on the dustbin of history. If you don't listen to us tell you how to contextualize to the culture, we want to speak in the terms the culture understands, but what the progressive Christianity means is you speak on the terms the culture accepts, because your new mission is not center transformation, it's cultural transformation. You can change the city, you can change the culture. Well, we want the culture to change, but that's the consequence of our mission and message. That's not our mission and message. Our mission is to see sinners transformed through the power of the gospel, but once you want the culture to accept you, your message will then accommodate what the culture demands.
Harry, let me read you a segment out of this article in the Christian Post and get your reaction. Michael says, one popular evangelical author and leader went through this process a few years ago. His name is Joshua Harris. Beginning in the late 1990s, he wrote a series of best-selling books on the Christian view of dating and relationships. By age 30, he was the pastor of a megachurch in Maryland. In 2018, while in his mid-40s, he publicly disavowed earlier books. In 2019, he announced he was going through a divorce. Joshua Harris issued this announcement on Instagram. Quote,
I have undergone a massive shift in regard to my faith in Jesus. The popular phrase for this is deconstruction. The Bible phrase is falling away. By all measurements that I have for defining a Christian, I am not a Christian. Many people tell me there is a different way to practice faith, and I want to remain open to this, but I'm not there now.
Well, there is the watchword, deconstruction. Liberal Christianity stood against biblical Christianity and denied the faith. Progressive Christianity isn't quote-unquote denying the faith. It is denying aspects of the faith under the term deconstructing. In other words, we're going to vacuum out anything in the message that is offensive to the culture. In liberal Christianity, it was the virgin birth. It was the inerrancy of Scripture, the miracles, the atoning death. In progressive Christianity, they are vacuuming out the claims of the gospel that we are dead in our sins and that you cannot save yourself. And it is being deconstructed in that people aren't sinners who are helpless and hopeless. People have sin, but all you need is a gospel to help you deal with that sin. Progressive Christianity preaches a gospel that promises ability to cope in order to give you the therapy you need to deal with the problems in your life. Whereas Christianity says, no, we don't have a gospel of cope. We've got a gospel of hope and transformation. The gospel is the double cure. You are cleansed from sin's guilt and its power. Progressive Christianity wants to promise the blessings of the gospel in justification and adoption, that you can be legally right with God and included in His family, but denies the call to repentance and the power of regeneration, that the power of sin can be broken. Because progressive Christians want acceptance of the culture, now they've accommodated the demands of the culture in the method.
Harry, there have been thousands that have read the works of Joshua Harris. There have been hundreds that have sat under his teaching Sunday after Sunday. There are a lot of believers out there that are in similar situations. What are the top things that people ought to be looking for in their leaders to say, I'm sitting under a situation where this man who's leading me is now beginning to question his faith and is going through, quote, deconstruction?
It's not just Joshua Harris. There have been numerous, I could start naming them, Christian celebrities and pastors that are, quote, unquote, deconstructing their faith. Here's what you're looking for. It's that same Reformation principle. Is your church committed to the Scripture alone as your only rule of faith and practice? Not a deconstructed Scripture that's palatable to the culture, but a biblical preaching and teaching of the Word of God. Is your church committed to evangelism and discipleship of the whole counsel of God? Are your leaders imperfectly but intentionally demonstrating in life an irrevocable commitment to the supremacy and sufficiency of Christ, the gospel, the Word of God? Tom, one final word I would say is this. In the progressive Christian movement, there are wolves in sheep's clothing who are purposefully using this to remake the church for their own benefit and their own profitability. But there are also what I call sheep in wolves' clothing. The progressive message has caught them unaware. Call them back to Paul's admonition. Preach sound doctrine with sound words. The Scripture alone is our only rule of faith and practice. You must proclaim the Word of God in all of its glory and majesty in order to be faithful to the God of the Word, so that the church is on mission, on message, and in ministry.
Contemporary progressive Christianity in today's evangelical church is an ongoing spiritual battle. Just like the liberal Christianity before it, contemporary progressive Christianity is actually anti-Christian, claiming to rescue Christianity from cultural irrelevance while actually undermining and denying biblical truth through cultural accommodation. Harry Reader's 9-part series, Progressive Christianity and Biblical Perspective, will help you understand this dangerous threat to the Christian faith. To order your copy of this series, go to briarwood.org/progressive CD. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.